Welcome back, everybody, to another fun-filled episode of the We Are Adults Show, brought to you by Hoppyhead Productions. I'm your host, Sean Danny Man. I'm still tired, man. I'm not even awake.
I know. Like, I think we're both kind of out of it today, because I had a fun night last night.
I was going to say, this is probably the first time I've had a coffee, or I've had beer before coffee.
Well, I was going to say, if you had one of the beers you sent your dad, you went out both.
Well, yeah. I just didn't feel like I could stomach that. You know, it was my own fault. I mean, I did snooze for an additional 40 minutes versus, you know, getting up.
Why not just make, like, some coffee beer cocktail?
True.
Just, like, you know how you add it. I don't know if you've done it. I think you did, where you've... But another friend of mine's done it, where he's added a screwball to a stout.
Yeah. Oh, nice. I haven't done that yet.
Just make a just open a stout and pour like your coffee in there. Make your own coffee stout.
Use it as a creamer.
Pretty much, yes.
Oh man.
So, dude, I had this really weird and amazing dream, and it got so awesome that it actually like. I woke myself up because I became aware that it was a dream.
Mm-hmm. Life can't be this good.
Exactly. And like, not only was it, like, awesome, but it was also, like, the most, like, social justice warrior dream that I could ever have, too. So
what happened?
I dreamt that I was Spider-Man.
Yes.
And I had to protect this comic artist that was a black woman, basically from, like, Hydra. I think. I don't know for sure what it was, but I had to protect her from some sort of military-type force that was coming after her. And, like, so I'm, like, helping her, like, part of the dream, I'm, like, helping her set up her table at this, like, convention and, like, setting up all her books and stuff and talking and stuff. And then at one point, like, the bad guy shows up and I go outside and there's, like, this whole army of dudes with guns on this bridge. And, like, I go into, like, superhero pose, and I'm like, oh, my God, this is going to be amazing. And then I woke up. So bummed, because it was, like right before my alarm went off, too. Like, so not only did I wake up, but I woke up to, like, have to, like, go to work. But, yeah, like, my adrenaline from my dream being so amazing woke me up.
Wow. You just wanted to go fight crime afterwards, huh?
Dude, yes. I wanted to go full Spider-Man.
Spider-Man does whatever a Spider-Man does.
Is your life a dream like that, Sean?
I just don't dream.
You just don't dream?
I just avoid sleep so I can just stay in the real world.
And androids don't dream of electric sheep in your case, Sean.
I've told people that I feel like sleep is like the worst thing. Like if I was able to give them the choice of never having to sleep without being like extremely tired all the time, I would definitely take it. Just think about like all the time you would have back.
Like Metallica says, if I could have my wasted days back, would I use them to get back on track?
I don't know. Hopefully. You
know, I was going to say not many people know that song because it's from their like the album that everybody loves because he fucked with the snare drum and just sounded all weird. That where the snare drum just went clunk, 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 clunk the whole album. He snared it or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh man, but you didn't understand that question was supposed to be a segue into something. That was how I was supposed to ask you about the thing that you wanted me to ask you about.
Yeah.
Because yeah, I was supposed to say black dream and you were supposed to say no because.
No, so last night, so a little backstory. I don't like choosing TV shows and movies to watch, because I really only want to watch what I really want to watch, not necessarily have, like, communal participation. So, we had Disney Plus on, and I was doing some homework last night, for later on in the show. And so afterwards, it was like, all right, what do we want to do? And so first it's like, let's watch something. I was like, all right. So I went over and I put on Ralph Wrecks the Internet. I was like, all right, I haven't seen this. It's gonna be casual. Everybody's seen Wreck-It Ralph. Let's go. So like the intro starts playing and it's like the opening scene between Ralph and the girl. And
Vanellope
like
Von.
yes, Vanellope. We started talking and then she's just so she had and then it, so she comes out, she's like, I have she's like it, this is the first one, right? And I'm like, fuck. All right. Well, I'm like, this is not the first one, so and I get this whole you're trying to ruin movies for me and whatnot. I'm like, all right, whatever. Like
Statute of limitations have passed on spoiling that first movie. It's been
yeah.
out.
That's yeah, I was like, whatever. I mean, it's not a big deal. I wasn't like overly happy with the decision anyway, so I knew I would watch it like once I started getting it through and I would be okay. But you know when you have to be like a little grumpy that you didn't get to watch exactly what you wanted.
Yes. Yeah, I saw
So
somebody propose the
yeah.
idea. I saw somebody propose the idea on Reddit that streaming services have like a feature like Tinder where you just swipe on things you want to watch or don't want to watch, and then when it gets to a match, that's what you watch. Like you
Interesting.
both individually like swipe left or right, and then when you both swipe on the on one of the on the first show that you swipe on, it's like, all right, this is what you're watching.
Yeah. You know what you could you know what would also be good is if you both just put in movies like into a pot that you wanted to watch and then whenever it came to like toss up on what movie to watch, you just randomly select one from the pool and like that's what you watch.
I know somebody that did that at the beginning of the quarantine. Like every Friday, they would watch a movie and take a movie, pick a movie out of the bowl.
Interesting.
So, and they're still married. So I think I'm not saying that that's why they're still married. I'm just saying that might be why they didn't get a divorce. Nah.
So we end up just sitting around, and then I try to watch Mandalorian, and I get the well. I don't watch something that I haven't been watching. I'm like, all right, that's fair. So I put on like some cartoon shorts. I think it's what's that one adventure one in the Oregon area from Disney? It's like Disney
Oh,
XD
I know what you're talking about. Where it's like the
with
Mabel
Mabel and them,
and
yeah.
Tropical Stan and
Yep.
something falls.
Gravity Falls.
There you go. Teamwork makes the dream work, Sean.
So we're watching like Gravity Falls, these shorts, and they're like 3 minutes, mind you. So, like, I start laughing at one, and then it's like, go back, I wasn't paying attention. I'm like, why couldn't I watch Star Wars? Like, come on, you're not even gonna watch. And
Right.
then, so I'm like, okay, we watched like five, and I'm like, all right, I'm done watching the shorts. It's taking more time to get through the, 2 minutes of credits versus the 1.5 episode, so. And we're just kind of looking on the screen, and she's like, we're talking about, like, what do we want to, watch? And she just goes, what about Trone? And I was like, sitting there, like, Trone, and I'm like, and I kind of like look on the TV. I'm like, you mean Tron? And she's like, is it Tron? I'm like, yeah, it's Tron. How do you not know this?
Well, that's what you get for dating
Yeah,
children, Sean.
dude, it's ridiculous. So I just was like flabbergasted at what
And I'm sure in
happened.
her mind, she's like, I'm going to pronounce it the proper Spanish way, because it's obviously a Spanish show.
Like, I'm not a big Tron fan and whatnot, but I do know that there's a lot of people that are very way into Tron, and I respect their culture. So I just was like, if I mean, let's just say it right. Like, I don't get the overall thing about it, but we're not going to play those games. So So right. I was kind of disappointed that she didn't like even say Tron, because Tron does have a very, you know, divert, like has a very it's very popular too. So I was kind of surprised that she didn't even know what it was.
So now when she's like at the store and wants to buy tequila, is she going to be like, let's get some of this Patron?
Patron. I don't know.
And then you're going to say, no, it's Patron. And you're like, she's like, make up your mind. And then you're going to be the asshole again, John, always.
It's okay. I don't mind being the asshole.
So you mentioned beer before coffee. So what are you drinking on this fine, blustery day?
Well, I had to get something safe because I didn't know how dangerous this was going to be. I did luckily get a bowl of cereal in, so I probably could have been a little bit more risque. But I went with the safe bet, and I went with the Sea Quench Ale Session Sour from Dogfish Head.
Oh, that is a good choice.
Yeah, so it is a... What is it? There it is. I was like looking for it. I was on the wrong side of the can. It's blissfully brewed with lime juice, lime peel, black limes, and sea salt. It's a very easy drinking sour. I think this is probably like one of the first sours I started drinking that probably got me into the whole thing. But it's just not overly sour, and it's only like a 4.9%, so, and it's just very crushable. So it's definitely one of the like safe bets if you're just looking for something where you don't want a heavy beer, but you don't want a lager or something. This is your beer.
Right. Like, you know, it's funny because I got you to drink the Summer Shandy from Leinenkugel's. Yeah. And right about the time you switched over to the Summer Shandy from Leinenkugel's, I switched to something else as my summer drinking beers.
Yeah.
And Sea Quench Ale is one of them, and the other one that I like is El Goce from Avery.
Mm-hmm.
So it's similar. It's it's zesty salt and tangy citrus. So it's, you know, it seems like something you can find all around. It's got a cool like Sugar Scully looking logo, but definitely exactly. Awesome. Both of those are very awesome, easy drinking summer beers.
What about you, man? What are you drinking?
So I kind of had to make a conscious decision as well, like you did, to find a safe choice. Because last night I participated in a virtual beer festival. And this is the second one I've done by the group, the Last Drop Beer Festival. And so the last one was Oktoberfest themed. So they had a lot of all were like German like style beers. And so this one was titled New Year, New Beer.
Mm-hmm.
And they went heavy hitters. Like the average ABV on all the beers was 7.5%.
Wow.
Because that's they
pretty.
Had.
It's a lot.
they had two meads. One was like light at 6%, but then they had one that was like 10%. And then they had another Bottle Logic beer that was 10%. And they had a bunch of like high ABVs IPAs, like double IPAs. And so I'm like, I kind of fell behind in the beginning anyways, like after like the third beer, I like basically skipped consciously so I could save it for today as a way both to have like an easy drinking beer and be segue the conversation towards that beer festival. So I got, it's Carlsbad Crush, made by Bergen Beer Company in, mm-hmm. Carlsbad, California. It's a Mosaic Pale Ale. That comes in at 5.8%. So I think that was like the lowest ABV beer. So like I just threw off the average even more probably by not drinking this last night. But it's a nice like crystal clear, like holding it up, I can like to my window, I can actually see like what's outside the window through the beer. It's got a nice hoppy smell to it. Oh man, it's like fluffy and pillowy and. It's not like IPA where it's like, you know, the hops are supposed to be up front and bitter, but they put the hop, they just have enough hops in there to let you know they're there. It's a really good beer.
Okay.
But going back to the Last Drop Beer Festival real quick, this they've got they the, for this one, and if they do future ones, I'm sure they will too. They can actually ship their beers, the box of beers out now.
Oh, nice.
So, like, when I picked it up, I got a box and then a glass. And so the only thing that sucks is if you order it, you don't get the glass. I get, and that kind of helps offset the shipping costs. So, and also because the way they had the beer packed in the box, they were worried that the glass would break.
Gotcha.
But, dude, it was a fun time. Like, they have, like, live discussions, and then for each beer, they actually drive themselves, the two guys that do it, and their wives, they drive down to the brewery that they're picking up the beer from, and then they do like a little like interview with the brewers. And so some of them were social distance, and there were a couple that were like over like Zoom or Skype or whatever. But then they also, the other thing they do is that from like the time they pick it up till the time you pick it up, it's kept cold. So unless you ship it, I guess it can't be cold.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, and they have like bands playing, so it's very entertaining. Even with the group chat last night, everyone was kind of like, actually, it was very lively, and the discussion was going. It wasn't like people just sitting there staring at a screen.
Just awkward, like headphone users just staring.
Right, and because they talked about how the reason they made it is because they did a couple online beer festivals that they paid way too much money for, and they go in there and it's basically like a shitty Zoom meeting with everybody's internet sucking, and like even the event organizers, like their audio going out or like the screen freezing and stuff. So they're like, yeah, we're not gonna overcharge. Like, as a matter of fact, we're probably barely breaking even on this, and we're also gonna make sure we have super high quality, which they did. Like the interviews and all the like the intro segments, dude, super professionally done. It was like you can find their videos on YouTube from like the past festivals, and I'm sure like within a day or two they said they're gonna put the new one up because they want to kind of like give some kind of exclusivity to the people that bought tickets. But they have the YouTube channel Last Drop Beer Fest.
Yeah,
definitely worth it because it was $50 for the 9 beers and the glass. So even if I didn't participate in the event, I still got 9 beers and a glass and some stickers and shit for $50.
Nice. That's not bad at all.
Right. And so, Sean, there's something going on that we're not participating in because we're not followers. Like, the only, I guess, trend that we kind of accidentally stumble into is the No Shave November.
Yeah, and now I'm being told I need to do the monkey tail beard.
Oh, no. No. Like, maybe if I decide to shave my beard, like that, you know, like I'll shave it in phases, and it'll at some point, like I might go there just for a picture and then continue on.
Yeah.
But it's not staying there for more than like enough to take a picture. But, you know, because then there's like No Nut November, you know. So another thing that in the beer community people do, and like generally it's January, but some people do like October because it's before the holidays, but.
Yeah.
Mostly January because of after the dry January where they don't drink beer.
They just drink wine and hard alcohol.
Well, no alcohol at all. And so now there's like a couple of beer companies that are making non-alcoholic beers. That's like their brand. And so they're trying to push that. But then like, but right now the breweries are like, all the breweries are like, look, that's fun that you want to do this like whole dry January thing. But we can't afford you guys not buying beer for a month. Like, we're almost out of business as it is. We need your help. Please save that for next year. You know, it's understood. It's okay. You can skip a year on that, please.
Right.
And I guess if you're like hardcore and want to do the dry January, but you know, you can also do I guess gift certificates or buy merchandise if you're not buying beer. But
right, you do something.
Please, yes. But yeah, it's just sad that breweries have to like remind people like, yeah, like these trends are fun, but you might put us out of business because you're not buying from us, and the government's not helping.
Is dry January fun though?
Is January ever fun?
It's cold.
And like nobody of any good is born in January. Oh, you didn't follow the bait on that one, or you forgot.
Is it your wife's birthday?
Yes.
No. I knew it had to be that. That was the only logical guess I could use.
Now it's gonna say you.
I was gonna say it's not like she's gonna hear it.
No, it's not. A, she's not gonna hear it. And my point was going to be, yeah, she's not a good person because she married me, evidently, obviously.
Oh, fair enough.
So Disney made an announcement that angered some of their hardcore fans, Sean.
Oh boy, what's everybody upset about?
And like, it actually makes sense, but they said that they're going to be because of the pandemic, and then when they reopen, they expect a huge influx of customers, like people trying to attend the park.
Yeah.
So they're canceling their annual pass holder program.
Like forever?
It seemed like they're going to come up like introduce something new at a later date, but they haven't announced it yet.
Gotcha.
But like I've been trying to convince my wife like to just buy a pass for herself, 'cause she had a friend at the time that lived like right around the corner from Disneyland who had annual passes, and it's like, go with her. And she's like, but I'll be feel bad that you're not there with me. And I'm like, I won't go. Like, and not that I don't like, I hate Disneyland. It's not like that, but we used to go on Sundays because I worked late on Monday.
Yeah.
And so we could go and hang out until the park closed like a couple times a month and it'd be worth it. But now, like, if we went to Disneyland, I'd want to leave at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah,
You
true.
know?
And it's
So I could
always
be
busy now. It's like never,
right.
there's no like dead time. It's always fucking packed.
Yeah, you go like in the middle of a random week in February, like we did one time with Jody's family, and they're like, we're trying to tell them it's like it's going to be packed, and like, no, it's February, like kids are in school, and it's like, and kids are supposed to be in school. That doesn't mean they are.
Yeah. Everybody wants to go to fucking Disneyland.
Right. And so she was gonna like try to like downgrade her pass because they have a program where you can like it's cheap and basically you have to like schedule an appointment to go to the park. And
Gotcha.
if it's not full, then you can schedule an appointment and go to the park.
Gotcha.
And I'm like, yeah, but what if you like make plans to go and you schedule the appointment and it's full? Like you're screwed. Like
Yeah.
I said, just buy the next one up and you'll be, to be pretty much guaranteed entrance.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, she can't do that anyway, so we'll see now what's going on.
Well, I think part of it too is they've had to they probably had to limit down how many people could be in the park and close the park down and whatnot during under. So, I mean, it makes sense because they're probably having to refund a bunch of money to these season pass holders that can't even get into the park because of limitations and stuff. So, I mean, it makes sense why they're doing it. Just makes it
Right.
easier to manage and not have to worry about refunding a bunch of people for the next year.
Right, because like, well, Disney World is open, but California, the main park, isn't open.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
Well, they don't care about people in Florida, so.
well, I mean, obviously, the people in Florida don't care about themselves either. By the fact that like I've saw pictures of, I guess, a brewery opened up and it's just fucking asses and elbows and no masks. So,
That's true.
whatever.
Dumbasses.
Yeah, they can just kill off the state of Florida. Then we won't have to worry about Florida Man ever again. So I know we're not a sports podcast, but I just wanted to talk about this real quick. So the NHL is starting up, and
Woo!
so
Get
they
your
have to
beer and
like
your ice skates.
they have to accommodate both sponsors and the country of Canada,
Yeah.
because like last season, like they found out that basically any of the Canadian teams can't travel back and forth between the states, and same thing with like states from teams from the states.
Yeah.
And so they had to play their home games in American stadiums last season
Yep.
for every sport that pretty much had a Canadian team, right?
Gotcha. Yeah.
And so this year they're doing four, they created four divi they created like division like divisions, and each division is sponsored. So like there's like the West, it's sponsored by Honda.
Yeah.
And so like one of the divisions is all the Canadian teams.
Gotcha.
And so you're gonna just play inside your division, and they're gonna kind of do it like baseball, because before it's like you play a game here, maybe you do a home and away depending on how far away the you were, like Anaheim and the Kings, like local teams would, like one night they play in Anaheim, the next night they play in LA,
Yeah.
or Like the Kings, they always had a road trip where they'd go hit up, like all like the two Florida teams and like teams that kind of play in that general vicinity. They just, you know, make that, it's like a long road trip during the Grammys. They'd go on that road trip. They can't use the Staples Center.
Yeah, it makes sense.
But it'll be interesting because basically the teams that win the division are in the playoffs. And so it'll be interesting. But then, like, so the Kings have played two games so far this season.
Yeah.
And apparently they've figured out how to play hockey this year. What they're going to do is they're going to let the other team score first.
Yep.
And then they're going to tie the game, like, really late in the first period. Yep. Get your hopes up. Score two more goals in the second period. Really get your hopes up. Allow two goals in the third period to tie the game and then lose the game in overtime.
Mm.
So that's Kings hockey for this season.
That's a good strategy on how to lose and break your fans' heart.
Yes.
Because it's not even losing. It's going into overtime and losing consistently.
Consistently, yes. They're 2-for-2 on doing that. So
who'd they lose to?
Right now they're playing the Minnesota Wild. Two games. Like they play four games in a row against the Wild.
Really?
Yes. Because of the new format. It's more like baseball where you play a bunch of games against a team and then move on to the next team and so on.
Gotcha.
So speaking of breaking people's hearts, Sean.
Yes.
I've been seeing a lot of stuff pop up on Reddit about weapons and whether or not it's even worth farming weapons and sunsetting, because I guess the developers of Destiny said that they're going to get rid of weapons, but they're going to like introduce new stuff. And I guess people aren't happy that they've not introduced as much new stuff as they promised. And also, like, when they bring back the old exotic weapons, you can't just use them if you already have them. You have to re-earn them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're sort of like, is it even worth grinding for these weapons if I can't use it, like, in the next expansion?
Yeah, sunsetting has been a pretty hot topic, and we're basically, everybody that is on the Destiny subreddit or on the web pages of Destiny, there's a four cycle season where you get hype for the expansion pack, you love the expansion pack, you start questioning Destiny, you hate Destiny. So we're in somewhere between the questioning and hate phase of everything, because
you don't know why. So I think that's the questioning part, is everyone's just making sure they're on the same page.
Yeah, exactly. Because this happens every freaking year, almost, and every season, I feel like. So they did, I remember they were talking, so before Christmas they had a couple articles come out, and they talked about how they felt that they did not do a good enough job getting the weapons pool where they wanted it to be. And they said in future expansion packs, they would not allow that to happen. And so what we're seeing is we're not getting any new weapons because we don't have a new expansion pack right now, because it's basically already launched. So what they're doing is going back into the Shadowkeep and the Forsaken expansion packs and pulling weapons out of there to use for the next year on there. So we're not getting everything back from those two expansion packs. I guess we're only getting selected few. It's kind of funny because I don't even use any of the weapons that they referenced. That they were bringing back, because I used the PvP sniper rifle that they sunsetted, and I found a new one in the new raid that I really like, and I still use the same auto rifle that still seems to be around, and then now I use this crazy exotic sword for my heavy. So I don't know. I mean, I don't know if it's one of those things, Danny, where I don't care about sunsetting as much, because I just jump in. I just find new weapons in the loot pool to use. Or if it's just that the weapons that got sunsetted, I just don't overly care about, to where I'm able just to, like, let it go. Let it go. Let it go.
Yeah, like, I'm... like probably even less loyal to weapons than you are, but I have found a really awesome not hand cannon, but the other one, the sidearm. That when I get a headshot kill, the enemies that they like basically it turns that body into a bomb and it does damage to anyone that's nearby it.
Oh yeah, Dragonfly perk. Yeah, that's pretty good. Dragonfly perk was really good in D1. It has not been very relevant in D2. Like they nerfed it pretty hard.
But it's still fun. It's like even if it doesn't definitely. Especially like with the Fallen or the Hive when they're like they gather in crowds.
Yeah.
And they're kind of weak. Like they're the basically they're pawns.
Pretty much.
Oh man.
No, you're absolutely right.
But then I was talking to friend of the show Man Thing last night and he jumped, he wanted to, you know, because I've been playing more Destiny, he's like, oh, maybe we can play. And so he only has the vanilla version of Destiny 2.
Yep.
And he hasn't finished the story of Destiny 2. And so he put it on and went to play it and he was like pissed because, you know, he spent $60 on this game. And even though it's not $60 now, you know, he paid for it, but he can't really do anything in the game anymore because they you know, got rid of everything.
Yeah. I thought they sunsetted a bunch of stuff, and then they went through and they made like aspects or parts of Forsaken available to play.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, he doesn't know that he's not missing that much because there really wasn't a lot of content necessarily in vanilla Destiny 2, or he's just sowing sour grapes as Robin sings the song about in Teen Titans.
Yeah, I mean, I would definitely look at the PlayStation shop and see what there's. It's got to be. It's different now. It's because you could actually get like the part of the free game. So. Because they redid all that and they started like allowing a bunch of it to be free, especially for the Forsaken expansion pack. So I would definitely retake a look at the PlayStation store to see what he could get. Yeah, because it is a lot different. I just don't know exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
What he should be able to get now. So because they did make a lot of that content free to try to get more people on playing. So it would definitely be worth taking a gander at the old shop and seeing what's available. So because that has changed a little bit because they did sunset a bunch of stuff from Destiny 2 from the vanilla version and like those worlds. So they allowed other things to come up. So.
Okay, I mean that makes sense. Yeah, because like I was thinking about it, I'm like that doesn't sound right that they would just take everything away. They have to have some kind of content, like in its place.
Yeah, I remember them reading articles because that was one of the things people were like pissy and they're like, nobody's gonna buy content that's irrelevant from 2 years ago, anyways. So that's why they were making. That's why they were starting to make it free. So
that makes sense. Oh man. So go ahead.
Oh no, that was all I had.
Okay, so we got announcements for a couple of new games coming out in the future at some point.
Mm-hmm.
They announced that they are making an Indiana Jones game.
Yeah.
That is going to be made by Ubisoft.
Oh boy.
Actually, I'm sorry, Bethesda is going to make the Indiana Jones game.
What? That doesn't even make sense. Interesting.
So it's supposed to be open world, and it's not going to necessarily tie into any of the movies. So that actually kind of gives it a chance to be good, because generally anything that's video game movie licensed that tries to just recreate the movies sucks, because you know, you're trying to stretch a 2-hour movie into a 60-hour game or whatever. Or even a 6-hour game.
Yeah. No, so, that's true.
As I was listening to somebody else talk about it, and they made the point that it's a Bethesda game. It's going to be buggy as fuck, but fun as hell to play.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. I'd be interested to see what kind of, how they make it open world and whatnot.
Right. And so like all they have like is basically a teaser where like you see the hat and the whip.
Yeah.
So it's probably like
they haven't even started it.
Well, they probably barely just started it, but then I buried the lead. They announced that EA is not going to be the sole studio making Star Wars games anymore, to which everyone was like rejoicing. And then they announced that the first Star Wars game is going to be also open world, and it's going to be made by Ubisoft, and more specifically the studio that made The Division.
Interesting.
Which again, you know, buggy as fuck, and open world and fun to play, you know, for the people that enjoy it.
I've never played Division, so I don't really know how it's going to go.
It's similar to Destiny, but it's definitely more hardcore, like, MMO, where you, like, the, there's more, like, raid-type stuff, and the missions, like, kind of require multiple people, versus Destiny, where you can kind of just, like, power level up and then go solo shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, you know, it's like everyone's like, EA's not making these games. It'll be made by a good studio. And it's like, do you remember complaining about Bethesda games and Ubisoft games in the past?
No. They don't remember. And then when it comes out, they'll remember.
They're like, why couldn't EA have made this? At least, you know, EA games might have, like, tried to take us all of our money with, you know, buying shit. With microtransactions, but at least the game wasn't that buggy.
Well, they destroyed Battlefront, so.
Well, they kind of fixed it.
I mean,
they didn't make quite the full, like, No Man's Sky redemption, but it is fun to play now. They fixed it from what I've seen of people that play it.
Oh, Battlefront 2?
Yes.
I don't know. Is it still only online?
No.
Gotcha.
I don't know. I haven't played it for a long time.
I don't know. Well, you're not helping.
No, I know Battlefront 1 was online, and Titanfall 1.
Yeah, Battlefront 1 was, like, all online or something. It was like, come on, man.
Yes. I could have swore there was story in 2, but I can't remember. I played it. That was a long time ago. I moved on. I let it go. To quote Elsa and Sean, let it go.
Let it go. Let it go.
Oh, man. So, Sean, you practiced your reading skills.
I did. I'm glad you noticed. I actually did some light reading.
Was it because you read light novels, or am I just reading too much into your cheesy pun?
No, I was just looking for something to read because I started using I was using Google Books for my reading because they typically have a lot of sales, and I need, like, it's nice having something like on the phone, so like if I have like little downtime between like loading screens and stuff, I could kind of like flip it on and read it instead. So that part is what I really like. But I was reading all my Goblin Slayer on there, so one came up, and this is the other thing I like, is that some of the books have a, like, sample, so you could read, like, the first couple pages, or I don't remember how far it goes, but, so you could read a little bit, and I ended up reading the sample on this one, and it's pretty fucking weird, and because it was weird, I had to keep reading it.
You just got sucked into the weird?
I just got sucked into the weird. It was very different, and I want to see where this is going. So I read 4 volumes of The Elder Sister, Like One. And so before we get into the review, just to paint the picture. So basically, there's this teenager that his parents died when he was very young, and he basically gets kicked around from his family, like his remaining family, and he's not really loved at all. And he ends up like finally like living with one of his uncle, like, you know, third family removed, this, that uncle. And the uncle's like, just stay out of my way and you can live here. And that was kind of like, it was a very short conversation. And his uncle's like in the hospital for whatever reason. And so he was always told not to go in this area And he goes into this area, and basically this demon spawns. And she's like, I'll grant you anything. I'll grant you anything you want as long as you give me in return the one thing that you love the most, or something like that. And so he asks for a sis for he asks the demon to be his sister. So that's, and so from there it's just like a, there's other stuff kind of going on, like what is this room and area, and then you start to find out like this kid could see other demons and stuff. So like right now there's kind, it was like a lot of like stupid, like, you know, them bond, like growing their relationship, because she doesn't really understand the human world, and so she'll like the thunder was scaring the kid, and so she was like went into like full demon form and's like, I will kill this thunder and this thunder god you're afraid of. And it's like and the kid's like, let's chillax, like it's not that big of a deal. You know, he's probably, you know, the god of thunder is just made up. And then so she goes back to like her human form. So it's pretty funny. But now there's like another demon in it, and the uncle's kind of involved. So there's like some weird back end stuff going on that I feel that they're starting to kind of explain. And it's definitely like this kid's not a normal kid to be able to see all this stuff. So I've been enjoying it. It's pretty funny for the most part. But yeah, there's definitely some kind of crazy demon stuff going on that keeps it interesting.
And you said you were watching it on, reading it on the Google Reads?
Yeah, the playbooks for Google.
Okay.
But I think you could find it at a couple other places. I'm sure, like, if you want to use, like, Comixology or something, you could find it on there as well.
That sounds cool. I'm like, yeah, because I'm like looking right now to see like, do I have like that on there? Yeah. Wait, I can actually get Google Play Books on the iPhone.
Oh wow, look at you. Look at you go. And then I started reading my a light novel. This is probably the first light novel I've started to read.
Oh, but, so I was my bad pun.
Yes.
you're doing some light reading by reading a light novel.
Exactly. Yes. You got me. so this one is called The Dirty Way to Destroy the Goddess's Heroes. And so basically this kid gets teleported into this different world, and he's basically this blue demon king is trying to, like, gather food from the human world for his daughter. And basically all the heroes there are, like, don't want him to be there or that his castle to be here. So they're, like, attacking. But I guess it turns out, like, the heroes and stuff could just respawn, because it's kind of like they're inside a game almost. I'm not very far into the first volume, but basically, like, he's, you know, the kid's, like, basically helping the demon lord, like, fight these guys, and he's doing it, like, in, like, unsavory ways, like, basically, like, making up plans to help, like, make the knights not want to continue to attack him, the demon lord, or anything. So it's pretty funny. There's no manga for this, so it's only light novel. So there's five volumes out. So a lot of reading to go, depending on how far I want to keep going. But it is, I thought it was a pretty funny and easy read as well.
Yeah. I was looking real quick. I did a quick Google search, and according to a couple websites, the Viz manga app is the best iOS, the best app for reading manga. I guess if you just focus on manga, but if you want to read other books.
Well, I think part of it too is like Viz only has Viz books on there though too.
Do they? Okay.
That might be the only bad thing, because some of them don't even have a reader. So, like, Black Seven Seas, like, you have to use other means to read their manga books digitally. They don't have, like, their own app.
Okay. Yeah,
which
I'll have
is
to look.
kind of annoying.
Yeah, that is annoying. You know, with all this easy technology, it's why do they have to make it difficult?
Exactly.
Yeah, I know. I guess at my job, like, there's, like, I have a, my job is very, hurry up and wait moments. Whereas,
yeah.
Like, we got to load these, like, 4 trucks. And they have to leave in, like, 20 minutes. Let's go. And then you load the trucks, and then it's like, all right, so what do we do now? And it's like, well, we wait for more stuff to do. Which could be, you know, 5 minutes or an hour.
Yeah.
So I should probably be smart and download something like that.
Yeah, because I think it's easy, because then you just turn off, like, you just hit, you blank your phone, and then you're good to go. It holds your spot.
Exactly. So you alluded to earlier in the conversation that you actually did the homework.
I did the homework. Like I said, I was trying to make this show 1% better.
1% better.
1%
so,
better.
Disney Plus released the first 2 episodes of WandaVision, and then from now on, like, they're like, that seems to be their trend, where they release the first couple episodes, and then every Friday after is the new episode. So it gives us, I guess they want the talk to be extended versus, like, Netflix, where, like, everyone binges something that weekend, and then, like, Monday you talk about it, and by Tuesday everyone's forgotten about it. And if you watch it on Tuesday, then it's like, screw you, man, we talked about it yesterday, you're too late. Or they
exactly.
spoil it. Like, or they spoil it. It's like, what are you talking about, dude? That show's been out for, like, 4 days. And it's like, yeah, you had more than enough time to watch it, as opposed to, like, a movie that's been out for, like, 20 years or something.
Exactly.
Oh, man. So, you know, they said that this show is going to tie into the, for sure, the Doctor Strange movie, and I'm assuming the Spider-Man movie, because Doctor Strange is in the Spider-Man movie as well, with all the Spider-Men and all the Spider-Man villains ever that's been in Spider-Man movies. So I'm assuming there's some sort of multiverse activities going on in both, not just the Doctor Strange movie, but the Spider-Man as well. So the story of, like, Wanda and Vision from the comics led to the House of M, right? That's the story name? Where she said no more mutants?
Well, that part is, but I didn't realize, like, that her and Vision were together before House of M, and if something happened to him, is that what caused her to have her, like, mental breakdown?
Well, that's what caused it, is they were, like, married, and they had kids, and then someone, like, basically made her realize that Vision is not a human and, you know, can't get her pregnant.
Yeah.
And that's when she has her mental breakdown and utters the phrase, no more mutants, which pretty much wipes out almost every mutant in the Marvel universe.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, no, because, I mean, I remember how Magneto, like, messes with her, and then House of M is created. So.
Yeah, so in this one, like it seems like they're going to, as, you know, her world changes or whatever, like the time era changes, and then it seems like they're going to do a different era or sitcom type show for every episode.
Got you. So, like, it's going to be different this Friday versus the previous two?
Right, because even in this one, like, it changed at one point. Like, something happened, and she was like, wait, and then it kind of switched era. So it went from, like Leave It to Beaver to, like, the Donna Reed Show era.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it wasn't, like, a huge leap forward, but it was a couple years of TV jumping forward.
Gotcha.
And so, also, like, there's a little, like, the first episode was really hard to watch. And I have she doesn't listen to the show, but she's still a friend of the show because she put up with my bullshit on her podcast, Movies Made Me. But Cheryl Jones, she was saying, like, she was like, watch the first episode, and she was like, yeah, I don't think I'm going to like this. And a mutual friend was like, watch the second one, it gets a little more into it. And I felt the same way. Like, I had a hard time watching the first episode. How about you?
Yeah, no, I thought the first one was really painful to watch, and the second one was kind of just, it kind of stayed the same, but at least it started to, like, you started to see more of what's happening behind the scenes. Like, you know, the what it's trying to the show's trying to cover up. So at least that's pretty good. I'm hoping that with it changing different eras, I mean, hopefully the show will really start to pick up next week, because I think it does feel a little weak overall.
Right, and like the last part of the second episode, like you said, that's when they kind of started revealing like who or what may be behind what's going on. There is something going on, like the cracks in the facade basically started to show through, and so I'm hoping maybe like now that they've opened that door, they will like give us more than just like a couple minutes at the end of the show of what's going on.
Do we know how many episodes there are?
I don't know. It seems like with Disney Plus, there's like The Mandalorian, at least they've set the precedence of like 10 episodes.
Well, it was 8, wasn't it?
Or 8, minute? Yeah, I'm sorry, you're right, 8. 8 episodes of like anywhere from like a half an hour to 45 minutes.
Yeah.
So it doesn't, I mean, it's not like it's a super long commitment. It's not like you're trying to watch an anime where it's like 26 episodes.
Yeah.
Or a full like Netflix series where there's like 13 hour long episodes that are actually an hour long because they don't have commercials.
Pretty much.
But like, I mean, the acting is good. You can't, you know, you can't complain at all about like Paul Bettany and why did I blink on her name? Scarlet Witch.
Yeah, I don't remember her name or knew it at all.
She's the younger sister of the twins from Full House.
I don't know, man. It's too much.
Of course it is.
That's too much work, man. Stop with the follow-up questions. That's a rule.
I'll find it right now. But yeah, like, they even have like the mom from That 70s Show. The neighbors like been a bunch of stuff.
I thought it was pretty funny seeing the different actors in it. And I mean, they did a good job making it feel like there was mutants trying to cover up being in like that era. And to your point, I thought the acting was pretty spot on, and it was pretty funny. Some of their like goofy things, like I thought the when they actually did all the magic tricks at the end, I thought that was really funny. How she was using her powers to like cover up Vision's powers,
right? Like she was using magic to make the magic not seem like it was real.
Yeah, so I thought it was pretty funny.
And I'm like, and the actress's name is Elizabeth Olsen.
Gotcha.
The Olsen twins. But yeah, like, it is pretty silly and goofy, and I'm hoping that, like, with the TV shows, they don't, like, because, you know, for the main Marvel, like, comic events, you know, they always have the tie-ins, and, like, there's always, like, issues, whatever, where, like, nothing, like, the whole, like, little mini-series of the issues. Like, you read, like, 8 or 6 comics, and you only get one little small point out of the whole thing, right?
Yeah.
Like, the one that, like, sucked the worst, and I think they stopped doing it because people, like, realized it sucked and you didn't need to read it, was that newspaper one. Because, like, he would never, there wasn't a normal release. They would only show up with this one reporter, like, he would cover the event and get behind the scenes. And it was boring as fuck. And you would only get, like, one or two little kind of important pieces of information, but not really.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping like they don't release any of the TV. None of the TV shows end up like that.
Yeah, hopefully not.
But you know, next time you're on Disney Plus, Sean.
Yes.
I watched a couple movies. One of them is the live action Mulan.
Yes.
Which I know a lot of people like badmouth both because of with the changes that they made and kind of the ridiculousness of it, and also the fact that, you know, the whole thing going on in relation to China and Hong Kong at the time.
Yeah.
Like the actress that played Mulan, she tweeted some pro-China stuff. And people were trying to, like, you know, either, like, say that, like, the movie should never be watched, or, like, defending her, like, well, you know, China's pretty pretty shady, and if she has family there, they might have, like, blackmailed her to do that so that her family didn't, you know, disappear.
Yeah.
And then they filmed like part of the movie, and I think it was like just like a more like a scenery shot. So I don't even know why they had to film it there. but in an area where they're like have like the concentration camps where they're like basically like eradicating Muslims.
Yeah.
And so that they had that problems, but then they announced that they were going to kind of make it more realistic, and so they got rid of like the songs and the animal characters. So they got, Cricket and Mushu were
Yeah.
gone. But they did have, it's weird, but there was some like elements of like supernatural and spirit and magic in there. So it's like, wait, I thought this was supposed to be more based in reality, and now you're going to have like a wizard in here and a phoenix that only she can see, that's this spirit animal of the family.
Yeah.
Like one of the things people complained about was how she like basically defeated the bad guy at the end, how like it was kind of stupid, but they set up that that was her like finisher move the whole movie, right? Like she had this
Finisher.
right. And so it's like, all right, they kind of set that up. So that, cause I, that was spoiled for me. Like her, how she killed, defeated the boss was like basically like someone tossed up an arrow and she kicked it at the boss and it like killed him.
Wow. Wow. That
But then
that's all it
that was
was.
shown throughout the whole movie, that that was like her go-to power move, where like with spears or anything, she would like throw it up in the air and kick it at whoever she was attacking.
Interesting.
So, yes. So I'm like, all
That's
right.
that was kind of a letdown right there, but okay, let's keep moving on.
Right. And there's other things. I mean, it's not a bad movie. Like, I'd understand if you paid the $30 for it to watch when it was not free
Yeah.
as part of the Disney Plus service. But also, the other thing, too, is I don't think I've ever actually seen Mulan, the
Really?
animated. Yes.
Wow. Maybe that's why you don't mind it.
Right. But my wife, she liked it, but she also likes all the Disney live action movies that everybody else hates. So I don't know. She's just like, finds the good in things. Again, why she married me. She likes things that nobody else does.
She's still looking for
Well, yes. But
the
I don't know. It was entertaining. It's not as bad as everyone says it is, but it's definitely not like you shouldn't set time aside to watch it if there's nothing. But if there's nothing else to watch, it's you can throw it on and have it as like kind of background stuff. But then I
Gotcha.
also then I watched we watched Soul, which is actually a movie that worth like sitting down and watching and paying attention to.
Is it now?
Even though I saw somebody tweet out that Soul is basically Coco for black people. And I told my wife that, and she like was like, no. And I'm like, all right. I was like, it's a story about someone who wants to be a musician, but for whatever reason can't be. They end up crossing over to the other side, being guided by a spirit who shows them the true meaning of life and then helps them to appreciate what they have. And when they come back, they're able to perform the show that they want to do.
That
And she's
sounds
like,
like that sounds like Coco.
yes. Well, no, I was describing Coco. No, I was describing, well, exactly. Both sound the same. That's pretty much the subplot of both movies, but it's a really fun movie. There's, a lot of people, like some people I know, that were complaining that like they took a black character and basically turned him into like a shapeless blob, taking away his blackness, kind of like they did
Yeah.
in The Princess of the Frog. Like they're like, oh, we finally have a Disney princess, but almost the whole movie she's a frog.
Yeah.
But that's only part of the movie. Yeah, it's pretty funny. It's worth watching. They released that on Christmas, so we watched that instead of Wonder Woman because we don't have HBO Max, and B, it sounded like we made the right choice.
Yeah, we now have HBO Max, but I was thinking about going back and watching Wonder Woman maybe at some point.
Yeah, I still want to watch it. And also, the other reason I want to get HBO Max is because I want to watch the Harley Quinn show that I heard is really good.
Oh, is that on HBO? Nice.
Yeah, all the DC shows are so you can watch Titans and you can watch.
Do I want to watch Titans, though? Do I want to watch a show with a dick in it?
He's not Dick anymore, dude.
He's Rick.
He's Rick.
Ricky.
Ricky Rick. Tricky. Exactly. Yeah, my favorite meme of someone made when like Starfire first meets him And he introduced himself, and she's like, how do you get dick out of Richard? And he's like, stick around and you'll find out.
Ugh, good times. Yeah. It's kind of funny because I watched Coco last night. I was gonna brag about it for next week's episode. Small world. Woo!
So you watched the original version and I watched the black remake?
I guess so.
I think that statement right there just got us canceled. You don't have to tease anything for next week because we're not going to be around anymore.
We're eradicated.
Yes. I mean, that would be if anybody actually listened to us.
That's why nobody will know that we said that.
Nobody.
Nobody knows.
I was going to say nobody in my family will know, but some people in your family.
Yeah.
And don't forget Solid Snack, friend of the show.
True. He's probably waiting so he could critique me on my anime watching. Be like, why? Why?
Fucking weeb.
Weeb, weeb, weeb. Weeb, weeb, weeb. Exactly. Boob, boob, boob. Weeb, weeb, weeb. Weeb, weeb, weeb. Well, next week I will have a... I'll be probably reviewing a new anime, and I'll be reviewing a new game, so... I got plenty of homework for next week. And maybe I'll talk about Coco. It kind of continue to extend this.
Exactly. I started a new game too. And stuff.
And stuff.
Yes. All right.
Look at that. 1% better. You guys actually have something to look forward to next week.
Well, I don't know if looking forward to it is like an accurate statement, but at least you know what's going to happen, so you can choose to avoid it or not.
Exactly. You can listen to this painful episode on Podbean, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Amazon Amazon Podcasts, and others. You can see what Danny's up to on Facebook and Instagram.
And if you made it to this point, you might as well just give us a review. And if you haven't for some reason, go ahead and smash that subscribe button and give us a review.
Smash it. Yeah.
Smash that button. Smash it real good. Burp,
burp, burp, burp. How we got 5% worse. Alright, everybody.
Well, I was going to say, you sang, so I think that ruined your 1% worse.
That's fair. That's fair. Alright, everybody. We'll see you next time.
Later.